弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才郭弟兄介绍的我来的过程。
Brother Timothy just introduced me and how I got here.
确实是个神迹。
It was truly a miracle.
按人看，我不可能到太平洋这一边来。
From man's perspective, it was impossible.
当局已经拒签了，我得出来。
When I came out,
不肯签证给我了。
They denied my visa.
但是郭弟兄说他祷告，教会也祷告，后来居然又返回来，允许我出来。
But the church here prayed and the brothers and sisters prayed and
领事
opened a way for me to come.
领事馆亲自打电话给我的小女儿。
The customs office called my daughter.
后来为我办签证，准许我过来了。
And approved my visa.
这是个神迹。
It was truly a miracle.
刚刚郭弟兄也介绍说。
And Brother Kwok also mentioned.
神呼召我是在中国大陆的农村为他传福音做见证。
God called me into the villages in China to testify for him.
所以我很少在城市地方为主做工作。
So I seldom work in the cities.
但是忽然这边的，就是你们这个贵国的大城市里给我邀请，叫我过来。
But now the city has invited me to come here.
我得到国庭邀请以后，我心里恐惧战惊。
After I received your invitation, I feared and trembled.
我就祷告说，主啊，这不可能啊。
I said, Lord, this is impossible.
那人的话说，我是一个农村的传福音的小使者。
People say that I'm a small preacher in a village.
我常给本国的教会同工说，我在中国教会里面是一个做小工的人。
I tell my coworkers that in the churches in China, I'm a small worker doing a small work.
我们都知道盖一个大楼房的时候。
We all know that when we're building a house.
首先有工程师把图样打好了。
The architect has to lay out everything.
然后有技术员工头把工作分配下去。
And then the technicians distribute the work.
最后是小工来运材料给这些工头和技术员。
And then the small workers would deliver the materials so that it's
他把楼房慢慢建造起来。
So the house is built gradually.
我在中国的教会当中。
In the church in China.
我真是认识自己不过是一个做小工的人。
I know that I am that small worker.
给各个地方的教会给他运输一些材料。
That I'm shipping the materials that are to be built to different churches.
我没有大的恩赐供应教会。
I don't have great gifts to supply the church.
我也没有大的托付，有远大的看见。
I don't have a great vision nor a great burden.
但是感谢赞美主。
But praise and thank the Lord.
他呼召了我。
He called me.
他在我身上实行造就的工作。
He did a work in my life.
用个神迹奇事一步一步带领我
and by his work and miracles lead me step by step
一直侍奉到今天
and I serve until today
虽然主引导的道路狭窄困难
yes the Lord led me through a narrow way
但这些狭窄和困难并没有使我失去主的恩慈
through the narrow and difficult way I did not lose his grace
借着很多逼迫压力困难叫我更认识到我的主耶稣基督是可信、可靠、可传扬的。
Through a lot of difficulties and trials and tribulation, I've come to believe that the Lord is faithful and worthy.
就凭着这一个信心和顺服。
By this faith and obedience.
这几十年来。
These dozens of years.
我的中华大地。
In the mainland China.
跑遍了山岭海岛。
I've went through a lot of valleys.
也跑遍了城市和农村。
And cities and villages.
不是做大工作的
Not doing a great work.
就是向众人见证说我信的耶稣是世人的救主
But I testify that the Christ I believe in is the Savior of the world.
他是又真又活的神
He's the true and living God.
他爱每一个罪人
He loves every sinner.
主吩咐我把我们的恩典
The Lord commands me that the
就是主耶稣的福音
Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ,
向每一个同袍述说
to share it among all the brethren.
我们都知道大陆的环境
we know that the condition in
对福音的信仰
about the attitude towards the gospel,
当局是不欢迎的
it's not very welcoming.
几十年以来，
in these past dozens of years,
直到现在来说，
until today,
基督徒的信仰，
Christianity,
在那个环境当中，
in that environment,
是不受人欢迎的，
it's not welcomed at all,
是被掌权者所压抑的，
it's oppressed by the authorities,
但是没有想到，
but unbelievably,
就在这一种环境当中，
in this situation,
主的福音竟然一天一天复兴起来了，
the gospel is kindled anew every day.
我可以根据确实地说，
according to numbers,
当官方也不能不承认基督徒在这个环境当中越来越兴旺了，
and even the officials would, agree that the number of Christians are growing every day.
他们很困惑，
they're very shocked.
由于好几次做官的人找我谈话，
a lot of government officials come and talk to me.
他说你们基督徒这个渗透力量宣传力量这么伟大呀，
the numbers and the power of the Christians are growing every day.
我们灌输人民对神的信仰要抹杀它取消它，
we try to destroy this power.
特别对于基督的信仰，
especially for Christianity,
我们不是不接受的，
we do not accept
要拒绝的，
we want to destroy it,
要排除的，
we have to get it out of
the country. 现在我们发现，
but now we discover,
你们基督的信徒，
you followers of Christ,
比我们的党员，
to us,
他们的党员，
to, the,
更加多起来了，
to the Communist Party.
我记得我稍微说说一点个人经历，在1998年的3月15号这一天。
Let me share with your story. In 1998 in March.
我被主差遣要到农村去传福音。
The Lord sent me to one of the rural villages.
我带着我的圣经书包。
Brought my Bible.
要出门的时候。
To ready myself.
是我当地区的管理宗教的官要到我家里来了。
One of the government officials who oversee religion come and visit.
我出门，他进我的门。
On my way out, he came in.
他先说话。
He said something.
你又传道去了吗？
Are you going to preach again?
我说是的。
I said yes.
你传什么道？
What are you going to preach?
我说耶稣救人的道理。
Jesus saving man.
你不要走，我一谈话。
Don't go, I have something to say to you.
这我只能顺服了。
So I obey.
回到我的房间里面坐下来。
So I came back to my room and sat down.
他又问我，
and he asked,
你传什么耶稣道理？
What are you preaching about this?
我说叫人信耶稣。
I said, so that
信耶稣干什么？
What should they do when they believe in Jesus?
我说信耶稣认罪悔改以后有赦罪的平安在他心里面。
When they confess their sins, the peace would come upon them.
今生活在世上靠耶稣的平安活着。
So that they may live in this world by the peace of Christ.
人生的年日度完以后，他的灵魂被天使接去，送到乐园里去，天堂里去。
And at the end of their life, the spirit will be taken up by angels to heaven.
他就哈哈笑起来了。
And he burst out laughing.
说你这种思想啊，
and he said that this,
给一般没有文化的百姓讲可以。
You can deceive the common mass.
给我讲，我是不相信的。
But to me, I would never believe.
我问你。
Let me ask you.
你天堂去过没有？
Have you been to heaven?
我说没有啊。
I said, no, I haven't.
你地狱见过没有？
Have you seen hell?
我说也没有了。
I said, I haven't.
我再问你，灵魂什么样子？
What does the spirit look like?
是高的，是矮的？
Is it tall or short?
是胖的，是瘦的？
Is it fat or thin?
我说我讲不出来。
I said, I can't tell.
你这不是胡说八道，造谣创骗吗？
So you and your pack of lies.
你这些话也不是欺骗百姓可以？
You can deceive the mass.
你蒙不了我的心目。
But you cannot lie to me.
你是在迷惑百姓。
You're deceiving the people.
你能把我说服了。
You can.
有天堂，有地狱，有灵魂。
You can convince me.
我帮助你去宣传。
I can help you to advertise.
如果不能把我说服。
But if you cannot convince me.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
从明天开始。
From tomorrow onward.
你就不能随便出门。
You cannot go out.
你要出门去传道。再向我写个报告，我批准你可以出去。
You have to write a written report.
不在的话，
you can't go.
你牢牢是在家里守着。
Or else you stay at home.
我说朋友，
I said, my friend,
从头脑理论讲来说，
from your mind,
可能你比我懂得还多。
You may know more than I.
我不可能把你说服。
I cannot convince you.
但是我一个亲身的经历，我的体验，人有灵魂。
People have a spirit.
你怎么体验的了？
What's your experience?
说你要听吗？
Do you want to listen to me?
我当然要听。
Sure.
不但我听，我听你讲过以后，我去调查了解。
I will investigate.
如果与事实不符合的话，
If you're lying to me,
对不起，我要对你采取法律制裁。
I'm sorry, but I'm going to put you under the judgment of the law.
那我就开始讲了。
So I began sharing.
我简单地说，我被他们改造的时候，
When I was in the labor camp,
在监狱里过劳改生活的时候，
When I was in the prison doing labor,
他们叫我去强迫劳动了。
They put me in hard
work. 在高山上挖铁矿。
In the high mountains to work in a hard mine.
这个山有500米高。
The mountain was 500 feet high.
在中国的安徽省。
In the Anhui province in China.
他把我也算成知识分子了。
I'm one of the educated.
当时我们有400个知识分子。
So 400 educated.
有大学的教授。
There are professors from university.
有大学生。
There are university students.
还有很多资本家。
A lot of.
都去劳动改造。
They were sent to forced labor.
有一天
One day,
我在山上挖铁矿的时候
I was working in the
拉这个铁车子
I was pulling
从山上拉下来
I was pulling that cart
拉到长江边上 把矿石倒在轮船上面
while I was pouring out the iron ore into another cart
轮船把矿石运到炼钢厂里面
so the cart can take the rocks to the
要炼钢铁
to develop iron
我这一车矿石有600斤重
My cart was 600 kg heavy.
从500米山上面要往下拉。
And from 500 meters downward, I had to pull that cart.
不当心的时候，
when I was not careful,
我的车从高山上摔下来了。
My cart fell from the mountain.
我人就避开车子，飞到山底下100米的地方了。
So I rolled down and I fell 100 meters down.
这是很奇怪的很。
But oddly,
我的灵魂很清楚地离开我的身体
my spirit departed from my body,
就在空中飞翔
and it flew in the air,
好像一只老鹰在空中飞翔向下看一样
like an eagle soaring in the air, looking downward,
看他们山上面为我抢救找医生来给我打救命针
I saw that the doctors were rushing to me and
对当讲的话
And what the prison had said.
我听得清清楚楚的。
I heard every word.
犯人的动作。
What the other prisoners
医生的动作。
What the doctors were doing.
队长的动作。
What the prison had
我在空中看得清清楚楚的。
I saw it very clearly in the air.
真是居高临下。
When I was in the high.
最清楚了。
I saw everything.
到最后。
In the air.
医生给我打了救命好几针以后。
The doctors
就告诉队长说这个人不能抢救了心脏停止跳动了
his heart stopped beating,
脉搏也没有了
his pulse stopped,
并且他把我的右手抬起来给队长看
and he lifted up my right,
这个手已经是发硬了硬棍抬起来了
it's already stiff,
又放下来
so he put my hand down,
然后把我的右眼扒开
and he opened my right eye,
瞳孔已经放大了
And my pupils already enlarged.
这个队长说这个人没有气了。
And the doctor told the prison head,
不能再打救命针了。
I can't help you anymore.
队长啊，吩咐他说，你再打上一针。
And then the prison head told him, give him another shot.
医生没有办法，都照队长的吩咐又打一针。
The doctor can only.
说这一针呢，不是扎在肉里面的，没有肌肉的活动了。
But the shot wasn't in the muscle.
他把我的肉皮拉起来，像一张皮一样。
He pulled my skin.
没有肌肉了。
Because it's gone.
就把针一插进去，插过肌肉外边去了。
And so the needle went through my flesh to the other side.
他一清的时候，这个药水就冒在身体外边的，不到肌肉里面去了。
So the content of the needle dripped outside.
证明我真是死掉了。
So I was truly dead.
这已经过了有2-3个小时了。
After 2 to 3 hours.
因为我死的地方是个工地，很多工人在劳动。
Because I died in the labor camp. A lot of workers were working there.
队长就吩咐两个犯人，身体很强壮的犯人。
So the prison had ordered 2 very strong workers.
把我抬到另外地方去。
To carry me to another place.
一个抬着两个膀子。
So two of them carried.
我的手已经成了硬的了。
because my body was
腿也弄掉了。
And my leg.
另一个犯人就抬着我的腿。
One prisoner was.
真像一个吃棍子一样。
I was like a stick.
大概在几十米以外。
So I was.
有一棵小树。
There was a tree there.
我放在树底下。
And they put me under the tree.
当他们抬着我的身体，我尸体往前走的时候。
When they carried me.
我的灵魂就跟着他们往前走。
My spirit followed them.
到了树底下。
When I was under the tree, they put my body there.
地当就吩咐说，都干活。
And the prison had said, you
是一个臭知识分子。
It's just an educated man.
他是唯心主义者。
He's a
花岗岩脑袋。
He has a rebellious
算不得什么。
Nothing at all.
等到收工的时候。
At the end of that.
挖一个坑把他埋掉。
Go dig a hole and bury that guy.
然后一个电报给他家属说。
And I'll send a telegram to him.
唯心主义分子。花岗岩脑袋，与人民为敌的人，又死了一个，就这完了。我听得很清楚，看得很明白。队长就走掉了，犯人都开始干活了。医生就坐在我的旁边，要休息一会儿。就正在这个时候，我灵魂从天上飞下来。
Flew downward,
真奇妙的很呐、
and amazing,
非常清楚一口气进到我的鼻孔里面
the spirit of mine went through my nose into my body
我打了个喷嚏眼睛睁开了
and suddenly my eyes opened
但医生很稀奇啊
and the doctors were amazed
就跑到我跟前
and ran
你又活了你又活了
said, you're alive, you're alive.
你的命真大呀
wow, that's not that you have a tough life
你信什么教吧
what do you believe in?
因为我的名字原来小名字叫我天上的恩典呢、
就
是、天上的恩典
name,
这是我父母给我起的名字
my Chinese name says grace from above
我说不信任何教
I said, I don't believe in anyone.
我信耶稣基督
I believe in Jesus Christ.
他是我的生命
He is my life.
他真稀奇耶稣救了你
It's amazing. Jesus saved you.
你放心我也帮耶稣的忙
Don't worry, I'm going to do Jesus a favor.
你把腿伸开来正好我的左腿被摔下去的时候被一个矿石了把我的裤子挂破了所以皮肤呢也擦破有一点血他就把我的裤子剪掉、从药箱里面拿出一瓶红药水来一般是皮肤破了吧那药棉签呢蘸一点红药水抹一抹就够了
so that red solution was supposed to be poured on my
医生那个医生不是这样
but the doctor didn't do that
他拿出来以后
when he got
周围一看没有别的人
he looked right
就他和我
and he looked
他用力把瓶子在石头上打破啪嗒打破统统倒在我的伤口上面了
so he broke open that bottle of red solution poured
很,
on my wound
很多红药水都从腿上流下来了
so it dripped from my wound
又从箱子里拿出药棉来还这么一件纱布
and he took up some bandages
就在我伤处这样绑起来了
and wrapped it around my wound
从大腿绑到腿的下边
and he wrapped my
因为他绑得很紧呢我的腿就不能打弯呢
he wrapped around my knee so I couldn't bend my knee
我就说话了
so I began to say
我医生啊请你松一点软我太紧你难过的慌
Can you not wrap it so tight? Because it's very tight.
我还没有想到他怎么说话。
And I can't believe what he was going to say.
他不准你讲话。
He said, "Shut up."
我是帮耶稣的忙。
I'm helping you.
不是帮你的忙的。
I'm not helping you.
你没有权利讲话。
Shut up.
他这样很厉害讲，我说好，我就不讲话了。
So I.
他把纱布缠好以后呢
？So he wrapped my legs.
从药箱里面。又拿出第二瓶红药水来他一看周围又没有人
怎
么一下又打破倒在这个纱布上面整个纱布被红药水沾满的了倒过以后他又拿出这么粗件纱布在第一层上面又在缠缠缠我在心里想啊那个医生怎么这样看病啊我也没有讲话
and I didn't say anything.
他缠好以后来呢
and after he was done,
又拿一瓶第三瓶红药水
he got a third bottle,
同样打破
and broke it open,
倒在第二层纱布上面
and poured on the second layer of bandages.
这时候我就说话了
我
说医生啊，你做什么的呀？
Doctor, what on earth are you doing?
他就说不准你讲话。
Shut up.
你没有权利讲话。
You have no right.
我不是帮你的忙呢，我是帮耶稣的忙呢。
You're helping Jesus out.
他帮耶稣的忙，不准我讲话，我之后不讲了。
He's helping Jesus out, so I can't see.
第三层祷告以后，又从药箱里面拿出第三卷纱布，这么粗的。
And he put a third layer of bandages on me. It was very, very thick.
第二次在第二层上面再包裹。
And put it on top of the second layer.
包完以后，他说话了。
And then afterwards he spoke,
他说你的命是耶稣给你救回来的。
Jesus Christ saved your life.
我相信耶稣是神，是真神。
So I believe in Jesus.
我也信耶稣了。
I want to believe in Jesus.
我再告诉你说，我不是帮你的忙的。
And let me tell you,
我是帮耶稣的忙的啊。
I'm not helping you out. I'm helping Jesus out.
我给队长讲，
so,
你的人呢、啊，虽然活过来了。
So I'm going to tell the prison head that
但是腿给你摔断了。
But your leg is broken.
不能劳动了。
So you can't.
叫队长派一个犯人呢、啊，把你背下山去。
So I'm going to ask him to.Find someone to carry you down the mountain.
但你记住
But remember,
自己不要要求上工、
don't ask to go back
我是个劳改犯吗
Because
你要轻一点要求我能干活了你思想好对你好一点
when the prison tried to reform my thinking so I can be sent home when I'm done
你要是不要求上工你劳动消极说你思想不好
So if you were thinking it's rebellious, you'd be sent back to heart.
可以加重你的罪行。
They're going to put more sentences on you.
他就跟我说，你退休的时候，你不要自己要求上工。
So do not ask for work yourself.
你需要劳动，我头一天晚上通知你，你再告诉队长说我能干轻活了。
You can, I'm going to write a letter, and you can inform the prison head that you can do some light.
你听见没有？他问我。
Do you understand?
我说医生，谢谢你。
I said thank you.
你不要谢我。所以你我没有关系
you have nothing to do
我是帮耶稣的忙的、
I'm helping
Jesus 不是帮你的忙
I'm not helping you out.
听见没有
do you understand?
我说听见了谢谢你不要谢我谢耶稣去
I said, thank you.
就这样
Don't thank Jesus.
把我背下山去了
And so someone carried me off
整整就批我假期21天
so he gave me 21 days of sick
在那个里面批一天假不容易啊
It's difficult to get sick.
你的伤势再严重，病再重，一次只能开两天假期。
Even if you're very sick, the maximum you get.
以后第三天再开，第六天再开，这样开一直开到21天。
And he continuously giving sick leave.
那按他们来说话，比社会上面半年假期还要多了。
And it's like half a year of vacation.
这有神的奇妙在里面呐、啊。
It's God's amazing.
没有想到第十八天的时候。
And on the 18th day.
我的爸爸去看我去了。
My dad came to visit me in the labor camp.
他离开我地方有2000多里地。
He lives about 100 kilometers.
要乘火车，要乘汽车。
He has to go by train and by bus.
他要步行跑1000多路。
And walk one day to reach.
到那个改造的农场里以后。
In the prison camp that I was.
找了3天找不到我。
He looked for me for 3 days and couldn't find me.
一共有12个队。
There are 12
我每一个队长都不承认我们队里没有这个犯人。
So 12 prison heads denied that they have.
通通问遍了，都说没有这个犯人。
They said I don't exist.
我爸爸没有办法了。
My dad don't know what.
最后到了我那个队。
And when he came,
他不知道是我的队，就是一个队还没问过。
And he didn't know that it was my team.
一问队长就很厉害地说，到别地方找。
And the prison head of my team told me.
我队里没有这个犯人。
We don't know such a man.
多了我1-2个小时
And after one
我爸爸再问队长
my brother,
我都找遍了呀都没有了队长你给我讲讲看这个名字有没有
I can't find my
队长还是不承认可撵他走你快走快走
Get out of my face.
我爸爸很难过呀
And my dad
我祷告的时候主感动我叫我来看我的儿子
When I prayed, the Lord prompted me to
这么远的路我跑了5-6天到这个地方来
So I came all the way
今天已经到了3天了都没有我的儿子还有我儿子写的信给我是平常写的信有地址了队长一看那个信不知道是别人冒写的我这里没有这个犯人结果爸爸撵走了
对
到最后这个队里面他说我的找遍还没有我的儿子什么道理不知道
He couldn't find his son, and
he 对我那队的队长的办公室门口个大石头
and in front of the prison office, there
他就坐在石头上面捧着脸祷告了
So, he sat on that rock.
正在这个时候，有一个农民工。
And, at this time,
过来了。他不是犯人。
He's not a prisoner.
当地农民在帮助队长做一些工作的。
He's just a farmer that's working.
一看见我的爸爸在地铺门口坐着，两个手捧住脸，他就问了。
And when he saw my dad praying, he asked,
你这个老先生到这里干什么呀？
What are you doing here, old man?
这是队长的办公室。
This is the office.
你坐在这干什么呀？
What are you doing sitting here?
我爸爸看看他，我找我的儿子的呀。
And my dad looked at him and said,
你怎么不去找的？
My son.
他说问了三天多了，都说没有我的儿子。
I've been looking for him for 3 days and I couldn't find
him. 你儿子叫什么名字啊？
And what's the name of your son?
我爸爸给他信封给他看，这是我儿子给我写的信。
And my father, showed him the letter that I wrote him in prison.
这是去年时候写的信。
My son wrote this to me last year.
这个农民工一看见我的名字。
And when the farmer saw my name,
他知道我这个犯人。
He knew about me.
他说老先生啊。
He said,
就在这个队里面，你问队长没有啊？
He's right here. Did you talk to the prison?
我爸爸说，我问过两次了，队长不但不承认，对我凶得很，要撵我走。
I asked the prison head already, but he tried to kick me out and was very mean to me.
农民工说，老先生，你跟我来。
Follow me.
我跟你队长讲。
I'll speak to the prison.
你的儿子就在这个队里面。
Your son's right here.
我每天看见他。
I see him.
可老实得很。
He's an honest man.
干活从来不投机取巧。
He works very hard.
不阳奉阴违。
And he doesn't.
非常好的一个犯人。
He's a good prisoner.
不可能没有的。
He must.
你跟我来。
Come with
农民工到这个办公室里头，队长正在写字办公。农民工说：“队长啊，
said,
你凭凭良心做点好事情吧。人家犯人的爸爸这么远跑来看他，不跟你见面呢。队长把杯一放，莫名其妙。我得没有这个犯人。”
We don't have
to
kick him out of my sight.
但是这个农民工说，队长啊，你骗别人可以啊，骗不着我呀。
You can't lie to me.
每天派工的时候，我在旁边站着看，叫一个名字，叫一个名字派。这个犯人呢，这一年多来了，我见到就不止几十遍，上百遍都有了。
I heard his name every day.
就在你的队里面，最老实，干活最认真的。
He is a very hard worker and a
你怎么敢昧着良心不承认呢、啊、他是信佛教的你不怕老佛爷惩罚你呀、
啊、
这一讲这队长就笑了
and then the prisoner
碰见你这个人莫名其妙
You're such a weird fellow.
好好好好老先生喊我爸爸了老先生
All right.
你等着吧
Wait here, old man.
我去找你儿子去
I'll show you your son.
我不知道了我在那公宿舍里面躺在床上面
配
上那么多血其实不是血是红药水纱布包那么粗医生过个拐杖你要动的话呢上厕所拄着拐杖一瘸一拐到厕所去腿断了吗当然这也是我的信心软弱不能撑撑实实没有断听医生的话我要出去的话拄着拐杖一瘸一拐走所以他们都认为我真的腿断了、
so、
只有医生知道我知道这经过去18天的时间了嘛得等找到我某某人呢、啊、你老父亲来接见你来了本来不和你见面不准你们见面
Well, I didn't let you see him at first.
你平常的改造表现不错。
But because your behavior has been improved.
准你见见面。
I'll let you see him.
你腿已经断了。
But your leg is broken.
见了爸爸以后。
When you see your dad.
绝对不准你哭。
You are not allowed to cry.
你说哭一下子，我要狠狠地惩罚你。
If you cry, I'm going to punish you.
你要不哭，安慰你的爸爸。
You cannot cry and comfort your dad.
我以后多多照顾你。
So I'll watch over you.
当然我心里有数了。
Heart,
我队长啊
said,
谢谢你
head, thank you.
你去吧把衣服换换连洗洗在队部门口你爸爸等着你了
okay,dress yourself up, your dad's waiting for you outside.
当然我又出来了怎么样啊有拐杖拄着一瘸一拐出来了
有
个警戒门关住
大
门一开我出来了
when the door's open,
我的爸爸在队部门口坐着离我们不过有 不到二十米地方。
My dad was standing at.
看见自己儿子出来了。
And he saw his.
怎么样出来了？满腿是血，他拄着拐杖，一瘸一拐出来了。
His leg is covered with blood and he.
腿断掉了呀。
He was on his crutches when he walked out.
我的爸爸住进生情就流泪哭起来了。
And when my dad saw me, he burst into tears.
我们接见不能靠近家属的面孔。
We cannot approach relatives.
要十公尺以外可以谈话。
We have to speak to each other at a distance.
对方在中间坐着。
And the prison had a
sitting. 你讲什么话呀？不能讲啊。
So you can't talk about anything.
对方还吸着香烟坐着。
The prison had a sitting there.
就喊我某某人。
And looked at me and said.
给你爸爸讲一句安慰的话。
So and so, comfort your dad. Say something.
我一看爸爸在擦眼泪哭了。
And I saw my dad wiping.
我也伤心难过了，我也哭起来了。
And I was burdened too, and I burst into tears.
我父子两个人哭的心情不同啊。
The father and son cried.
爸爸是哭儿子腿断呐，多可怜呐。
The father is crying about the broken leg of his son.
我儿子哭的心声，我腿没有断呐，爸爸不敢告诉你啊。
The son is crying about the leg not being broken.
我这一哭的话，爸爸心里更伤心，放声哭起来了。
The moment I cried, my dad just burst into tears.
他一放声哭，我也放声哭起来了。
He started wailing. 就
十米之外，他那边大声哭，我这边也大声哭。
He was sitting at a distance, and both of us were crying.
很好，这一哭，对方动了恻隐之心呐。
And when both of us were crying, I guess.
就喊我说牧人。
And said, hey,
不要哭。
Stop crying.
去安慰你的爸爸。
Comfort your dad. 叫
他不要哭。
So he.
听我的话，好好改造。
Listen to me, so you can be.
你早点心声。
And you have a future.
再给我爸爸讲，老先生。
And said to the.
不要那么伤心。
Don't cry.
叫你儿子听我的话，好好改造。
Tell your son to listen to me.
早一点可以新生。新生以后呢，到社会上去，他有文化吗？不会失业的。
So he can go back to society.
还有工作可以做。
And he would have work.
就喊我说，你给你爸爸谈谈，安慰你老父亲。
Go comfort your dad.
他把书一背，你们谈话，放你半天假。我谈谈，他走掉了。
You two can have a chat. I'll give you half a day vacation.
我一看对方走掉了，至于我们父子两个人，我就很快地把拐杖一扔，跑到爸爸跟前。爸爸，不要伤心，我腿没有断呐。
And as soon as the prison had left, I threw the crutches away and I ran to my dad and told him.
爸爸说
，My leg is okay.
怎么那么有断？那么多血还没有断呐
？Your leg is covered with blood. How come it's not broken?
他说没有人在跟前呢。我说爸爸，我腿没有，这不是血，是红药水啦。我把过程给爸爸一讲，爸爸当然不伤心难过的，感谢主啊。主叫我来很平安。一见你腿断呢，见你腿断呢，我很伤心呢。
这
种情感上伤心难过的很，但我心里还是很平安。我的矛盾的很呢。
So there was this great
哦，原来是这个原因呢、啊。当然他不伤心了。
And、
我们父子两个人半天时间，没有任何人监视我们，好好谈谈。
So I stand that.
谈谈教会的情况。
No one was between.
同工的情况。
The church.
家庭情况。
The work at home.
整整谈了大半天时间。
And that's how we passed the day.
以后我爸爸就下山走了。
And then my father left.
我就把这个故事告诉这一个管理我的宗教的科长。
So I told this story to the.
我说，请问你，这是不是灵魂呢
？So do you think there's still a spirit?
百米之上摔下来。
I fell down.
我拿一些矿石，六百斤重的矿石。
And I carried a huge cart of iron.
我灵魂离开了我的身体，在空中飞。
My spirit left my body.
医生怎么样打针？队长怎么讲话？犯人怎么样抬我过去？这么清清楚楚的。
I saw it all.
你说不是灵魂吗？
Do you not believe in a spirit?
怎么有理论？我亲身经历的事情。
It's what I experienced.
你又不相信呢？
Do you still not believe?
怎么可能不相信？
How can you not believe?
全世人都不相信有神，
Nobody、
有灵魂。我说不能动摇我的信仰。
But they cannot shake my belief.
这不是灵魂是什么？你给我解释一下。
If it's not my spirit, what was it?
这一个官莫名其妙，忽然态度改变。
And this official amazingly just.
这不两个手一伸，真的吗？真的吗？眼睛多大
？And he, his eyes were like silver dollars. That,
我说朋友，你是当官的。
I said you're.
你是管理我的人。
And You're over me.
不敢欺骗你啊。
Do I dare lie to you?
你到我当地的那个出事地点去，当地劳改局调查去。
You can go investigate this.
确实人的案子很重大，档案有记载。
My case was documented.
这个怎么活过来了？
How I was resuscitated.
它背有记载。
They all have documented.
你调查看是不是事实。
You can check out if it's true or not.
如果讲的话与事实不符合。
If I lie to you.
你判我刑，我不上诉。
You can put me.
我口服心服。
And I won't complain.
如果是事实的话。
But if it's true.
我问你，这是不是灵魂？
Let me ask you.
他不讲话。
And then he was silent.
我说我是个人，有灵魂。
And then
你也是个人，你也有灵魂。
I have a spirit.
但是我信了耶稣以后。
But when I believe in Jesus,
我的罪耶稣给我赦免了。
And the Lord cleansed all my sins.
我有赦罪的平安在我心中。
I have the peace within my heart.
这个死我不害怕了。
I'm not afraid to die.
我知道我死以后到哪里去。
I know where I'm going when I die.
怎么圣经说记载？
It's recorded.
你不信耶稣，
if you don't believe,
你的罪不总得赦免。
Your sins still remain.
你活一辈子还要死。
You still need to die.
你死以后到哪里去呀？
Where are you going after?
照圣经所说，必要到地狱里去，火是不灭的，虫是不死的。
According to scripture, you're going to Hades, where the flames
cannot die and the fire should not
go out.
很严肃地跟他讲。
So I told him solemnly.
我这一讲，他忽然害怕起来了。
When I told him that,
说那我怎么办？我怎么办？就喊起来了。
And then he started to be nervous.
我的朋友，
I said, my
friend, 很好办。
It's very easy.
接受我是穿着耶稣吧。
Let me preach the Christ I believed in.
这就是我说信仰的，我传扬的。
This is the one I preach.
他就把头低下来，有一分多钟。
And he bowed his head for a minute.
忽然把头抬起来。
And then he looked at me.
那个眼睛泪汪汪的。
And then there were tears in his eyes. And he told me,
老李呀、啊，你好不好帮帮我的忙啊
？Can you help me?
我很奇怪的很呢、啊。他姓赵，我是赵科长啊。我能帮你什么忙啊
？And then I looked at him and said, What can I do for you?
你给你的耶稣讲讲好话。
Speak some good words.
叫耶稣看看你的面子。
So, Jesus,
宽容我十二年。
Be gracious to you.
我今年48岁了。
I'm 48 this year.
你们知道吧，在中国的退休年龄嘛，男的几岁退休啊？60岁退休。
In China,
我48岁了，还有12年。
I'm 48 years old.
这十二年呢，我还当我的官。
I still want to be official.
但是呢，我绝不逼迫你们了。
But I won't persecute you guys.
我传达政策。
I will change my policy.
我不执行政策。
I won't persecute you guys.
上面说不准你们聚会。
The law says, I.
我通知你们不许聚会了，有通知。
When you meet together, you need.
反正聚会不聚会我不管。
Now you can meet all you want.
上面通知不准你出去传道。
They won't let you preach.
我通知你不要出去传道。
And I will notify you that.
但出去不出去我不管。
But whether you go or not.
这样可以吧？
So.
我说朋友，耶稣是公义的神呐、啊，他可不看人的面子啊。并且我的面子也不大。我能替你说情啊。你信你得救，我信我得救。父母不能救儿女。
Fathers cannot save their children.
妻子不能救丈夫。
Wife cannot save their
husband. 朋友更不行，个人信，个人得救。
If you believe, you are.
我信耶稣，我的灵魂将来不灭亡。
When I believe, my spirit.
我不能帮你的忙。
I cannot help.
信不信在你。
You have to help yourself.
他不讲话了，把头低下来。
And his head was bowed.
有很长的时间，起码有3分多钟时间，他不抬头。
About 3 minutes, he didn't.
当然，我也把头低下来，埋埋祷告。
Of course, I bowed my head with him and prayed.
他忽然站起来，把皮包一拿，起来走掉了。
And took up his
一句话不讲。平常常常去看我。
And then he started to visit me frequently.
到走时候，某某人，我走了，再会啊。
And then
过两天再来看你，这句话要讲吗
？I'll come back in 2 days.
这一次不讲话，起来走掉了。
And then this time he said he won't come back.
当然我也没有送他。
And I didn't escort him out.
一个多月以后
After a month,
我的儿子在工作里面还没有侍奉主下班回来了
my son was in his work,
他给他妈妈讲
and he came back and
他说妈妈呀
my wife,
今天赵科长到我工作单位去了
today that same official came to visit
妈妈说找你干什么呀
and my wife asked,
他叫我给他买一本圣经看看
he came to my place to purchase the Bible
那你怎么说呀
and what did you say
我儿子说赵科长，你不能去买圣经吗？你到礼拜堂买圣经，他们欢迎你了。
And my son said, "Oh, if you buy a Bible, they would.
他说不是的，我当科长，我怎么敢买圣经啊？
My son asked him, why are you purchasing a Bible? And he said, I'm
not buying a Bible. 我一买圣经，
Once I purchased a Bible,
他们发现我有信仰了。
They would discover that I'm a believer.
那我的科长当不成了。我要受处罚了。你帮我买一份怎么不知道？我想看一看。
So if you buy one for me,
我儿子说你真要圣经吗？我要看。那我送你一本好不好？
And then my son said to him, I'll give it to you as a gift.
他还说不要送我，我可以出钱。你不领多少钱，我都可以买。
I can afford anything.
儿子说我不要钱，送给你看吧。
And my son told him, I
really. 谢谢我儿子走掉。
And then he left.
这一来以后。将近两个半月没有到我家里看我。
And after two and a half months, though he used to come regularly, stopped coming to visit.
他的公安局就在我的家住面对面斜对面。
Because he lived right across from my place.
平常一个礼拜最少一次到我家里来。
He usually comes once a week too.
这一个多月没有来。
Now over a month he has.
有一天我到公安局里办事情去了。
And he was involved in.
就问其他的公安人员。我说好久没见赵科长了呀，他忙得很吗？
So I came to his office and asked,
他们就给我说，你问他干什么？
And then, the people at the office asked,
不要再问他了。
Don't ask about him.
很不礼貌地答复我。
And they were very harsh.
那我就走了。
So I left.
又过了三个多月。
After, 3 months.
忽然我一天收到一封信，是中国的安徽省一个农村的教会给我写的信。
It's from a village, in a church.
我打开一看，
When I opened the letter,
里面说了某某人呐、
And it says,
我们这里来了个新传道的人。
So-and-so, we received a new
preacher. 他不到五十岁。
He's not yet 50.
他给我们讲，他做过你的科长。
He told us that
现在他不当科长了。
He was an official, and now he
在我们家乡传道的。
And he became a preacher.
他的名字叫赵明。
And
就是明白的明。
And his name was.
我一看这封信，我当时就跪下来，主啊，感谢你。
I bowed down and.
你的救恩奇妙的很呢。
Because your salvation is so amazing.
这个人现在还可能还活着的。
This person is still alive today.
我讲这一段故事什么意思呢？
Why do I tell you the story?
主的救恩是真真实实的、啊、
Because the salvation of the Lord is true.
你们都知道吧？这几年在中国环境当中，
In these past couple of years,
政治压力稍微轻松一点，
The political restraint has been lessened.
没有想到信主的人大量的往教会里拥挤。
A lot of people just swamp the church.
我到农村去看望教会的时候，
When I visit the church in the villages,
没有一个村庄没有基督徒的。
there are Christians in every village.
不但是有基督徒，还要更多起来了。
And the numbers are growing every day.
随便拿一个小聚会。
Where there is small.
不是一百人、两百人。
It would be 100 or 200.
很偏僻的农村、山区的农村，一场聚会了，起码300人、500人还不止，还要多。
For the small village, it would be over 300.
有时候在农村里面，上千人聚会啊。
Sometimes in the village, there would be 1,000 people gathering together.
没有人邀请。
There would be no invitation.
交通也不方便。
And the transportation.
一天我基督徒聚会了，他们都跑来了。
But everyone go by foot to.
谁的作为啊？
Whose work is this?
主基督的作为。
It's the work of the Lord.
怎么作为呢？
When what is the work?
跟他们唱的很多诗歌说，他用十字架把福音传出去了。
He used the work of the cross to spread the gospel.
我去年被邀请到韩国去。
Last year I was invited to Korea.
在个大的礼拜堂里讲道。
In a huge church, I was.
当时有8000多信徒参加聚会。
In that church, there was 8,000 believers.
我给他们交通信息的时候。
When we shared the message.
我就讲一个事情说。
And I told.
我很对不起你们韩国人。我要讲一个耿直的话。
I.
我不是没有资格责备你们，但我要纠正你们的错误。
I have something to say to you.
我不是胆大，因为你们很爱中国的同胞，很多韩国人到中国大陆去传福音。
The Koreans came to China to share the gospel.
我代表中国的教会，谢谢你们。
And I represent the church in China. Thank you.
但是有一个问题。
But there is a problem.
你说传的福音。
The gospel that you spread.
在我们大陆地方。
In China.
没有救很多灵魂。
Did did not save a lot of people.
或者害了很多灵魂。
But caused a lot of damage.
他们很吃惊了。
And then they were shocked.
我们去奉献一切到中国传福音。
于
是我们害中国人的灵魂呢。
To spread the gospel in China. Why do you say this?
从何处说起啊？
Why do you say such things to us?
我你们传的什么福音呢？
What gospel are you preaching?
叫成功神学。
Oh, it's the prosperity gospel.
不知道你们这边听见过没有？肯定听见过自由。
Have you heard?
三个大内容。成功神学三个内容。
There are three.
第一怎么样啊？信耶稣不生病。
The first concept.
耶稣保佑你不生病，不到医院看病。
The Lord will keep you.
健康的很。
所以
人愿意信耶稣了。
So people believe.
真的要生病吗？信耶稣可以不生病了吗？
So when you sick, when you believe in Jesus, you're healed.
第二个呢？信耶稣不当穷人。
The second, when you believe in Jesus,
都当大财阀、大老板。
Prosperous.
都发财了。
Wealthy.
对耶稣好信了。
So it's a good deal.
第三个呢？信耶稣不当穷老百姓。
Third concept is you won't be.
都可以升官。
Oh, you'll be prosperous in your career.
这种福音好不好的？
Isn't it awesome?
听听真是好得很呐、啊。
Won't you believe?
快信耶稣吧。
So,
耶稣有神迹奇事医治你的病。
He can heal your sickness.
耶稣能保护你生财 发财致富。
He can prosper you.
耶稣仿佛你这当官不当老百姓。
He can prosper your career.
这福音好吗？
Government official, isn't it?
你们叫成功神学。我说对不起，我胆大得很，我给你们下个定语说。
But I have something else to say to you.
你们这不是成功神学。
This is not the.
你们失败神学。
This is a failure gospel.
你们传的不是耶稣救人的福音。
Because you're not.
你们害了很多灵魂呢。
You destroyed a lot of souls.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为没有十字架。
Because there's no cross.
你什么福音能救人呢？
What kind of gospel can save without the cross?
人健康就可以得救不下地狱了吗？
Can you be healthy and be escaped from hell?
你财产丰富了就可以不下地狱了吗？
Can you be rich and escape from hell?
当大官长就可以不下地狱了吗？
Can you be a successful governor?
正是相反的。
It's the opposite.
所以我说我劝你们。
So I exhort you.
再到中国传福音的时候。
When you go to China.
把你们成功神学收起来一点。
Put away your prosperity gospel.
要传什么呢？
Where are you going to preach?
传十字架的福音。
Preach the gospel of the cross.
不要怕百姓反对。
Don't let the people down.
不要怕别人不欢迎。
Don't be afraid of persecution.
你们肯传十字架的福音。
If you're willing to preach the
gospel, 虽然受逼迫，
you will be persecuted.
虽然有点贫穷，
you will be
depressed. 虽然被人欺压，
you will be depressed.
但人就愿意接受相信。
But people will believe.
这里一相信以后，
when they believe,
人生就改变了。
Their lives will be changed.
里面没有罪的控告了。
There will be no condemnation.
有世界的平安。
There will be the peace.
只有钱买不到的呀。
It's something that money cannot buy.
当官也拿不到的呀。
And you cannot.
只有十字架的福音能救中国的灵魂。
You can save the souls in China.
很好，他们很客气，没有反对我。
They didn't personally.
都把头低下来了。
And they bowed.
再叹些气来了。
And they sighed.
是的，
yes.
我们就看见从主耶稣到现在两千多年以来
From 2000 years ago,
除了十字架的福音
besides the gospel of the cross,
怎么能救人呢？
How can men be saved?
有很多社会福音
There's a lot of socialistic gospel.
救人没有救人呢？
Can they save?
我从大陆来的时候
When I came from China,
我坐的汽车路过一个大楼
I passed by a building in the car.
在从前那个大楼是上海很有名的大楼。
In the past, it's building.
叫基督教青年会大楼。
Oh, it's a YMCA building.
是吗？社会福音的。
It's a social.
里面不是要传十字架的福音的。
They're not here to. 里面
搞娱乐活动的。
It's for.
搞社会联系的。
It's about people coming together.
基督徒不能单独的孤独和要社会联系起来。
Christians should not.
讲社会交集的。讲社会服务的。
It's to revive society.
现在我看见那楼上的牌子换掉了。
And I see that the sign was.
不是基督教青年会了。
It's not YMCA.
是社会的娱乐场所了。
It became an entertainment.
我有很多感慨啊。
And my heart stirred with singing.
它不能存在了。
This cannot exist.
它不想救别的灵魂呢。
Because.
它的主持人吴耀宗先生。
就是
发明三字运动的吴耀宗先生
and the founder of the Free Self Church,
他得救没得救了、
what he say?
我肯定百分之百的证明说他没有得救
I can say with 100%.
他现在在地狱里面受苦。
He is suffering in hell.
因为他没有相信十字架的福音。
Because he did not believe in the gospel of the cross.
他也没有给人民传十字架的福音。
He did not spread the gospel of the cross.
去传社会的服务。
He spread about.
在人面前有地位。
He has status.
能救人吗？
But he cannot save.
我们2000多年以来。除了十字架的福音，什么福音也不能救人的灵魂。但是十字架的问题，很多人听见以后就害怕呀。都承认说十字架是苦难的表号，是不是？这弟兄难处多呀，十字架沉重啊。
The cross is heavy.
这个姊妹逼迫多呀，十字架沉重啊。
He's going through so much because the cross.
真是这样吗？
可
是外边观看有一点，像我们在文化革命当中一样，
说
基督徒到处受逼迫，家被抄掉了，你职务被你开除了，你说信耶稣没有人欢迎了，十字架沉重得很呐，那福音都传不开了吗？我记得1971年的时候。
When I was in,
我在上海市乘电车
When I was in Shanghai,
我在前面坐着
I was sitting in
从车的后门上了个老太太
And then, an old woman went on the bus.
大概60多岁了
She's over 60 years old.
刚上到车里面
When she got on the bus,
她就习惯地说了
and,
下下亚苏
and she
就是谢谢耶稣上海话下下亚苏
and she spoke up and said, thank you.
只要这一句话刚讲出口
and after she said that,
4-5个年轻人抓着他就打起来了
and young man,
你迷信
给
拉下车去送派出所去送公安局去
threw her off the bus and said, you
我看见我很难过
呀 and when I saw it, I was,
我也不能帮他的忙帮不上他的忙
and I couldn't help her.
我回到家里面
and I went home.
我整个一夜没有睡觉
and I couldn't sleep all that
跪在地上祷告
and I bowed on
主啊你的福音在中国还有出路吗
Lord,Does your gospel still have a way in China?
中国人还需要福音吗？
Do the Chinese still need it?
如果不能传福音了，
We can't spread the gospel.
你把我灵魂接走吧。
Take my spirit away.
我也不想再什么赏赐了。
I don't want any reward.
这么多灵魂没有福音可以传了吗？
We have no way to spread the gospel to these kind.
但是天快亮的时候，
When the sun is almost dark,
忽然圣灵感动说，
The Holy Spirit prompted me.
我的福音是借着十字架传出来的呀。
My gospel is
就这个意思在我里出现了，忽然我明白了。主啊，你的福音是借着十字架传出来的。什么叫十字架呢？都明白是苦难的表号了。受苦的表号。感谢主，你的儿女们受逼迫，不可能再传福音了。但是呢，你的福音是不受拦阻。不过。30多年过来了
But after 30 years,
没人信耶稣了、
there are very few
福音不能传呢
because you cannot preach the gospel.
大大的传扬开了
But somehow the gospel was
73年的时候
in 73,
我在监狱里关注
I was in prison.
那年中国的国庆节就10月1号、
it was, the national day in China,
忽然监狱长下命令监狱长下命令
and the prison head gave an order,
犯人都出来
all the prisoners
到广场集合
Have to gather up
听广播
and listen to a message.
我们都集合了、
so、we gather
什么广播呀、
so、what's the...
当时四人帮的头头叫江青知道这个人吧
and the broadcast...
是毛泽东的老婆呀、
他
在天安门向全世界宣告了、
and this political figure, stand in the
当然我也听得很清楚不但我听了监狱长说你往前面坐听清楚一点我
都
坐最前面一排
the prison had told me to sit in the front so you can listen better
他把收音机打开了
and he turned the radio on
江青说了
and, John
我们中华人民共和国
the people's
republic 从现在起
from this moment onward
设立成无神论的国家
has become an atheistic country
西方的基督耶稣
the western Jesus
我们国家里面再没有前途了
has no future
他们的圣经
Their Bible,
要不2年以后
in about 2 years,
垃圾箱也找不到了
cannot be found in the trash can.
我听说以后主啊真的吗
and after I heard it, and
脑子想想
and Lord,
可能是真的吧
Perhaps it could be.
一祷告里面说我的福音谁能拦阻
But But the Lord prompted my heart and said, no one can obstruct me.
2000多年以来,
for 2000 years,
使徒们,
the apostles,
众圣徒们,
all the believers,
就是背着十字架, 把福音传出来了,
carried the cross and spread the gospel.
到一个新的国家里面,
in the Western countries,
没有受欢迎的,
it was
传教士杀掉,
the preachers were slaughtered,
把福音取消了,
they tried to
distinguish. 哪一个国家逼迫基督徒最厉害的,
the countries that persecute Christianity the most,
would
actually feel the fire.
这是历史的事实啊,
that's a reality in history.
所以我里面并不难过, 主啊, 我们是没有办法的,
so my heart
你有办法,
is discouraged.
什么办法呀?
We're hopeless.
你要借着十字架, by the
cross, you're spreading the gospel.
有信徒为着福音背十字架牺牲了,
a lot of believers carried the cross.
这种相信主耶稣的名字,
they believe in the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们被关起来了,
they were shut away in prison.
被判为无期徒刑了,
they were given life sentences.
人的力量他禁止了, 神啊, 你的十字架在各个地方要显出大能来,
but as they carried the cross, the work of the cross has been,
果然不错呀, 看不到今年将行到哪里去了呀,
and this year,
他得胜了吗? 死在监牢里, 我在监狱关的时候, 他们判着我的死刑,
when I was in prison, I was
用当时我传福音的吗?
Because I was spreading the,
被他们发现以后,
when they discovered,
就把我抓起来,
they arrested me,
没有按法律审判我,
and they didn't give me a trial,
就把我定为现行反革命,
and they said that I was anti-revolution.
为什么呀?
Why?
现在还要传耶稣, 传耶稣的福音,
because I was spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
与我们的政治是真正相对, 都对头,
because it was head to head against,
你不怕死了吗? 看耶稣能不能救你,
Jesus cannot help,
我定为死刑,
so they gave me a death sentence.
我也只好顺服了, 但我心里很平安,
but my heart was,
我就发现这里面平安太宝贝了啊,
this peace is truly very precious.
主耶稣说, 我的平安, 不是世人所赐的平安,
Jesus said the peace that gives not the peace of the world.
这个平安呢, 并不你的环境, 要深知显明出来,
this peace is beyond understanding.
若是环境又不平安, 环境又不平安,
when your circumstances,
里面又平安,
are challenging,
到最后, 里面的平安, 胜过环境的扰乱,
this peace is not disturbed by terms,
这是十字架的标号,
this is the sign of the cross.
我判了我的死刑以后, 不告贴出去了,
when they gave me the death sentence,
预备在75年的国庆节以前, 要征伐我, 还有其他两三个老弟兄,
before 75, I was to receive the sentence along with two other brothers.
可是没有想到,
but amazingly,
还要执行死刑的前两天的时候,
before I was to be executed
我那个城,
2 days ahead,
在那个城市里, 不是在上海市, 在另外一个城市里面,
in one of the cities outside Shanghai,
忽然大洪水爆发了,
there was this great flood,
把法场全部淹掉了,
and it, it swept over,
法场,
it swept over
城市里面水多深,
execution,
没法执行了,
so they cannot execute,
就暂时压下来,
so the sentence was delayed.
我再多喝上一个时候, 到76年的春节,
so in the spring,
中国的春节,
in
要执行枪毙我们,
they try to execute us again by shooting us.
春节不是原阳历的2月份吗?
So it was around.
中国的春节是农历不是比这个阳历了要晚上一个多月是吧?
Because the Chinese New Year is different.
就在1月8号的时候, 他定过是我们是在1月20号前后和15号前后, 要执行我们枪毙我们,
So they decided to execute us around January 15th.
没有想到,
and
1月8号的时候,
amazingly,
当时总理 周恩来 死掉了,
the head of the government officials,
所以死以后呢, 他们里面有两派, 有新派的是四人帮的派, 江青这一派的, 有老派的周恩来这一派, 党业就去武斗打起架来了,
so the government parties were split in half and they began fighting with each other.
就是我住那个城市,
and this city that I lived in.
后来那个地委书记告诉我了, 一夜中夫他们干部打死了37个人,
there were infighting, and 37 officials died in that fight.
统统乱掉了,
it was such a mess.
不能再执行了。
They can't execute.
只好把这个司令又撤销，把布告撕下来。
And my death sentence was canceled.
到最后稳定好以后，
when everything
came, 他又研究。
And they looked into my case.
不仅斗不到耶稣。
They can't fight with Jesus.
下决心，别把耶稣斗倒不行。
We have to fight.
重新把我们提出来，第三次宣布死刑。
And they brought my case up again.
布告又贴出去了。
And gave me a death sentence.
76年的国庆节以前执行。
And they decided to execute it before the national day.
一般是9月27、28号执行，九月不是，国庆节以前。
So they decided to execute it before the national day.
所以我们呢，提前9月23号、24号就执行我们。
And they decided to set that day in September 23rd.
他提前了吗？主也提前了。
They moved the day of execution forward.
没有想到。
So moved that day.
9月9号的时候。
In September 9th.
中国人当中大事件发生了。
Something happened in China.
我们都是中国同胞吧？
Do you know what?
你们知道吗？76年9月9号什么事件发生了呀？毛泽东死掉了。
毛泽东 died.
当夜的时候。另外一个人叫华国锋就上来把四人帮统统打下去了。
And the whole political regime changed.
看不到执行枪决我们的时候。
And before we,
他们垮台了。
And before we were executed, the government fell apart.
最后呢把四人帮的干部。
All the officials.
这要枪毙我的干部呢。
The officials that wanted to execute.
他是当时总理张春桥的亲信。
They were relatives of the
political figure.他亲自指示这个地委书记要枪毙我们，他的命令。
They gave the order to execute us.
没有想到。
But amazingly.
他不到他执行的时候，一倒台，张春桥已经犯人，关在监牢里面了。
Those who want to execute me end up in prison with me.
他也被当地抓起来，关在监狱里面。
They were arrested.
再没有想到，谁和他开玩笑？监狱长和他开玩笑，怎么样？和我在一个监房里面，他睡一个床，两个人睡一个床，争取了8个月，后来发现是我了，都大喊着，耶稣真不得了，耶稣真不得了。我你喊耶稣干什么？耶稣太厉害了呀，我斗不过他呀，他斗过耶稣的。我要三次枪毙你，他亲自告诉我的。第一次、第二、第三次，他不讲我怎么知道的？
I tried to kill you 3 times. I tried to execute you the first and the second and third time.
他讲的时候，我没有骄傲的笑，
when,
我头一低，我主啊，感谢你。
When he said that, I was not
so. 至高的神在人国中掌权。
He is the one who rules over all.
是的，他的福音借着十字架传出来的。
Yes, his gospel is
没有十字架
cross,
我想中国的福音不能这样兴旺。
The gospel cannot be spread in China.
最后这个定我死刑的地委书记死在监牢里面了。
I was in prison.
我还没有想到三次要杀我的人我还现在还活着的。
And those who tried to kill me 3 times.
这是不是个笑话呀？
End up in the same place with me, and I was
我们说这个真是个美好的见证啊。
This is an awesome testimony.
这我稍微提这一点点，我的意思说了，有个基督徒。
I want to tell you that as Christian,
你对十字架没有认识。
If you don't know the cross,
你害怕十字架。
You're afraid of the
cross, 你逃避十字架。
You run away from
the cross, 你拒绝十字架。
If you deny the cross,
永远经历不到主的复活大能在你身上彰显出来。
You would never experience the resurrection power of the Lord in your life.
今天我本来不应当讲这么多我的历史的故事，耽误很多时间。
Told a long story.
这一次，到这里来到以后，我们的郭弟兄代表教会就给我谈话，就把这一次教会这个主日上午的聚会的中心思想一个题目告诉我。
And when I fellowship with Brother Timothy,
他的建议主题说天天舍己。
He gave me a topic, and we.
背起十字架的生，背十字架的生活。
Is that we should.Deny ourselves daily and carry the cross and follow.
我的理解说是这样子，我说不错的话，一个基督徒，一个基督徒
，a Christian，
也不懂得为主背十字架的话
，if he does not know how to carry the cross，
我说你是个外行的基督徒
then you are an amateur.
对，你的主耶稣，你不认识他。
Then you do not know your Lord.
你不认识你的主，怎么为主做见证呢？
How can you testify for your Lord?
你不理解你的主耶稣基督，怎么经历耶稣基督与你同在呢？
If you don't understand the Lord Jesus, how can you experience Him?
怎么能经历主呢？
How can you experience?
离开十字架。离开十字架
Apart from the cross,
就不能和主有交通
you cannot fellowship with the Lord.
不能从主得生命
you cannot receive life from him.
更不能从主得着一个得胜的能力
you cannot receive that victorious power from the Lord.
这个真理对我自己来说
and this truth has been,
不是个教义
has not been a
不是道理
it's not a spirit.
是我亲身的经历
it's my genuine experience.
我给你们讲见证的话
when I share my testimony,
你们三天三夜不睡觉不吃饭的听也听不完
you cannot,、I cannot finish my story even if you guys stay up 3 days
当然我不能那样做法了这种断断续续里随着感动提出一点来背十字架是一个最重要的功课呀
but I will follow the spirit and tell you in part that follow, carrying the cross
我从圣经里看到说从圣经里看到说、
from scriptures I can tell you
十字架不光是一个外边受逼迫遭苦难的表号
The cross is not only a sign of suffering and persecution
它是一个神实行他救赎计划的重要的一个工作、
It is a work by which God works out his salvation in your life
我们想想看
Let us think
伟大的神
This great God
一句话创造天地万物
He created the heavens and the earth by his word
他不能说一句话把这旧世界都过去吗
Can he not speak a word and cause this old world to perish away?
另外造个新世界出来
And build this new world
一群新的人类出来
All these new men
容易得很
new world. It's very easy
他没有这样做
But he did not do that
让旧世界发展下去让被魔鬼败坏的人类再活下去
when corrupted men,
然后呢要救人类
he desired
有什么方法呢
what is the method by which
他自己从天上到地上来
he came down from heaven to earth,
道成肉身
and became a man,
生在马槽里面
born in a manger,
长在穷木匠家里面
in a household of a carpenter,
不受人欢迎
he was not welcome,
被人逼迫
he was persecuted,
被人诬害
He was
被人无缘故地杀害了
and he was slaughtered.
这能救人吗
Can this save?
在人看是耶稣是一个懦弱的懦夫
In the eyes of man, Jesus
所以同情的犯人说你要救自己和我们吧你还不能救自己还能救我们吗
Even his prisoner said you who cannot save yourself and you are going to save us
主钉十字架的时候
when the Lord was on the cross
很多有 群众在下面观看
And officials were watching him.
没一个人称赞耶稣钉十字架太伟大了，没这种声音，是不是
？No one praised him from underneath.
就说你的救救别人不能救自己的人呐、啊。
They all mocked him.
他是神的儿子。
Save others who cannot save yourself.
都讥笑他。
And they mocked him.
但主耶稣没有讲一句话。
But the Lord was silent.
什么叫十字架呢
？What is the cross?
主耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们。
”Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的。
Because they do not know
自己不知道啊
what they do.
这叫十字架
That is the cross.
人家讥诮辱骂毁谤
When others mock and
暴力对待
and
主耶稣都不放在心上
the Lord did not take it to heart.
他知道人的可怜
He knew our
罪性的败坏
He knew the
不知道神的心意
they did not know the
有这个方法呢在十字架上面把命断掉了
and he gave up his life on the cross.
最后把灵魂交在父手里面低头断了气这是耶稣的结果谁能将耶稣成功了他三年半传道的时候有很多伟大的工作有很多伟大的神迹像拉撒勒死了四天从坟墓里喊出来五块饼两条鱼
And he fed multitudes with five loaves.
吃饱五千人。
And fed 5,000.
剩下零碎，装了十二筐子，十二篮子。
And there were 12 baskets left.
瞎子看见，瘸子行走。
And he caused the crippled to walk.
瘫痪病起来走了。
And he raised.
这种神迹伟大的很呐。
He did a lot of great.
都承认拿撒勒的先知耶稣。
And they all called.
真了不起，真伟大。
Jesus of Nazareth, the
他以后将来要做王啊他是我们的弥赛亚啊盼望他当王以后 把罗马人赶走了，我们以色列人起来了，成为统辖全世界大帝国的以色列王。哪晓得就这样子懦懦弱弱的，悲悲惨惨的，被钉在十字架上死掉了，有羞辱有痛苦啊。死了以后呢，他没有门徒出来为他安葬，门徒跟他三年多了呀。这时候呢，门徒都逃跑了。
They all flee away.
我们可以思想一下。
We can ponder about
这个人物还能救别人吗？
Can this person save others?
临死葬在别人的坟墓里面。
And he was buried in a tomb.
完了。
It was the end.
真的完了吗？
Was it really
the end? 看见不是完了，人是完了。
We can see that
人的尽头，神的起头。
The end of man is the beginning of God.
主耶稣为什么死掉？
Why did Jesus die?
他不是他软弱。
Not because he was weak.
他的大爱显出来了。
His great love
担当世人的罪，
he bore sin of the world.
担当你我的罪，
he bore the, you,
是我们在他的十字架面前屈膝下拜，承认我是罪人，就看见耶稣十字架是为我而钉死的，他的血是为我而流出来的呀。这个血和人的血不同啊，
this blood is different from
the rest. 是无罪者的血，是神儿子的宝血。
The blood of the Son of God.
不但担当我的罪，
He bore my sin.
还能使我得着神的平安。
He can,
就这样一个道理，
He can the peace of God.
两千多年以来，
And for 2000,
越来越光越来越大，
This light becomes great, greater,
拯救了千千万万的灵魂，
And save thousands and thousands of souls.
永远不息啊。
And this light cannot
go away. 这个十字架的道路是这样走出来的。
This is the way of the cross.
十字架的救法是这样子，这个规律把人救出来的。
This is the way of the cross by which men are saved.
因此说，今天基督徒，
so Christian,
在你的属灵生活当中，
in your spiritual life,
你不认识十字架，
if you don't know the cross,
你不理解十字架的意义，
you don't understand the meaning of the cross,
怎么经历主的复活大能啊？
How can you experience the resurrection power?
怎么叫主借助你彰显他的荣耀呢？
How can you manifest the glory of God in your life?
我跟踪主已经六十多年了。
I followed the Lord for over 60 years.
越来越承认说，
and I
我离不开十字架。
I cannot depart.
没有耶稣的十字架在我身上，
if the cross of Christ is away from
我早就被世界夺去了。
I would be obtained by the world.
早就到地狱里去了。
I would be on my way to hell.
因为我天天活在十字架的生活里面。
Because I live up the cross.
不是我火主抓着我，我逃不掉，只能附在十字架底下。
Because the Lord has obtained me, I cannot run away.
当我一服下来的时候，
when I submit under
看见主大恩典显出来了，
I experience His marvelous.
复活的能力显出来了，
the resurrection.
死没有把我压倒，
in my life.
贫穷没有把我压倒，
poverty could not crush
me. 讥笑逼迫没有把我压倒，
mocking and scourging cannot crush
me. 你不能把我从世上夺出去，撵出去。
No one can kick me away.
是耶稣的十字架，
it's the cross.
把我放在人类当中，
that put me in my situation.
叫做什么呢？叫做生活的证明。他的十字架救了我，不是光救我的一个人，要救我的亲戚，我的朋友，要救很多不幸的同胞们。我难受这个难处，不是耶稣不能保护我，
是
这个难处叫我承认耶稣是救主，不但是我的救主，是每一个人的救主。这是实实在在的。
This is true.
不经过十字架，我不会爱耶稣。我不会爱耶稣，我不能为着耶稣献我终身。
I would not consecrate myself.
就在十字架底下，我才看见了我的生命可怜可怜危险。
The pitiful condition.
我承认耶稣的时候，我的生命当中起了大翻天覆地的变化。
I have this upside down change in my life.
以后把终身奉献在主耶稣手里面。
Because I give my life in the hands of.
不是当大官，
I'm not
不是发大财，
official, and I'm not prosperous.
不是做大健康的人，
I'm not very healthy.
我做一个低贱负重背着十字架为主做见证的人。
I just bring my cross and be a humble man and testify to the Lord.
就这一个十字架的见证，
that is the testimony.
是我里面 越讲能力越大。
And this power grows in my life.
越为十字架而活着，我的人生意义越高尚。
I have this higher meaning in my life.
我再不向世界观看了。
I don't look to the world.
不去同情人情了。
I do not.
为肉体安排了。
I don't.
我活在十字架里面。是最高尚的人生，最稳妥的人生，最有价值的人生，都在这个十字架里面。怎么领导我呢？我要每天背着主的十字架活着。有很多例子我没有时间讲述了，我只能为主做一点见证，说在我人生当中哪一天没有十字架，这天是我最痛苦的一天，最黑暗的一天，最没有价值的一天。哪一天十字架越重的时候，我能感觉平安的很呢。不但我内心平安，里面平安出来以后，压倒环境的苦难。
The peace in my heart can actually overcome
疲惫啊，患难啊，
the circumstances around
疾病啊，
be it sickness,
贫穷啊，
famine,
我里面的平安一出来以后都逃跑了。
It will all go away.
我可以告诉你们，按照人说这一次我过不来。
I have to tell
我就想答复过弟兄，对不起，我不能去了。我也没有资格去，主也不叫我去了。为什么呢？
I told the brother here that I'm not worthy to share and come here. Why?
我五月份的时候忽然害了脑梗塞的病。
In the May of this year, I have this,
我不肯到医院去。我说不相信医生。
I don't trust doctors.
但是我的姊妹和我的女儿非叫我去不行。
But my wife and my daughter,
一去医生一检查，哎呀，你再晚来三天四天我就治不了你了，你成一个大傻瓜了。
If you come 3 or 4 days,
痴呆症了吗？
The doctor told me that you would,
他也给我看打针啦、啊、输液啦，整整快一个月。
You would be very ill, and they gave me shots.
我说主啊，什么意思？你不用我了
？So I told the Lord, am I not useful to you?
也不用我，不叫医生给我看呢。
I don't want to see this doctor.
我就成个大傻瓜，就傻瓜吧。
Well, if I
吃吃饭睡睡觉就算了。
If I were to lose my mind.
可就没有想到呢，主又怜悯了我。
But the Lord had mercy upon me.
脑力又恢复起来了。
And he healed my disease.
今天还能跟你们讲话了。怎么过来？医生治好了，不是医生给我治好了。
Not the doctor.
神的时候到了。
莫
名其妙，我从太平洋那一边跑到这一边来了。
And I crossed the Pacific and came here.
谁的作为啊？主的十字架在我身上做的工作。
To testify the cross of Christ in my life.
什么工作呀？
What is the work?
我有个大的试探前面等着我。一个大的试探等着我。
There may be great temptation.
我当时呢也很愿意承受这个责任。
I'm willing to bear that responsibility.
到很远地方去。
To go to a far place.
到非洲去。
To Africa.
要为耶稣做见证。
To testify for the Lord.
这个不是耶稣叫我做的见证，是我要述说怎么怎么样。
But that's not the testimony the Lord wants to give.
但这一来我就不能说了，只好放下来了。
So the work was taken away.
主啊，你不用我了吗？
So I said to the Lord, Lord, do you not use me anymore?
主没有说不用我，我就要用你。
The Lord said, I will.
怎么用你啊？
But how?
不是按照你所想象来用你。
But not according to your will.
口才讲道，恩赐很伟大。
Not speak according to.
能力很强，都不是你，给你附在我的手下。
Not by your ability.
不要心胸高大。不要往远处跑了，在山区的农村里面。和他们的文化低的、经济落后的小信徒们在一起祷告祷告，看看圣经就可以了。你是个小上海人讲是小波拉子，你懂得吧？小小的小石头还是小小波拉子，你不是大人物，你没有大的恩赐。
你
谦卑一点吧。我说主啊，那我很谦卑了。
You should humble yourself and do a small work in the world.
真是苦待我了，把我的兴趣打消了，不是的。是要经历他的大能啊，他的保守啊。
The Lord arranged this way so I can experience His.
过一段时候才发现，我那个路啊不好啊，从人讲不够安全。
It is a poor thing to.
从属灵讲的话，那就没有神的旨意叫我去传达。
It is not a good thing to do your own work your way.
我想显扬我自己懂得很多见得很多中国怎么怎么怎么样。
I thought I knew a lot and I experienced a lot.
那就离开了主耶稣十字架的原则了。
But I have departed from the way of the cross.
我说主啊，我敬拜你。
I said, Lord,
我顺服你。
And I obey
you. 我没有做错呀。我是个小不拉子，在小地方做什么就可以了。
I can be a small person doing a small work in a small place.
我也告诉你们，我蒙召以后，
Let me tell you,
主熬炼我38年。
Called by the Lord, He molded me for
38 years. 真正证明他使用了我。
And afterwards only he tested.
38年
呢，
什么日子了？以色列人在旷野漂流的日子。
Years were spent in the wilderness.
38年以后。
After 38 years.
主证圣灵印证是他呼召了我，就为他传福音。
The Holy Spirit testified that.
怎么传吧呢？不是在讲台上传。
Not on the pulpit.
不在人面前传。
Not in front of the people.
在监牢里传起来的。
But in the prison.
还能传福音呢？你讲也不敢讲。
But you dare not preach the gospel.
有一次我在不注意的时候，别人没有，还有，我四五旁边没有人，我说一句感谢主的话。
When no one was beside me,
感谢主。
I give thanks.
被一个犯人听见了。
And someone overheard.
一回报，我一个礼拜就不太平了。
And I was in trouble for a week.
就斗争我呀。
And they persecuted me.
骂我，咒我，吐我，吐我，这样一句话。
And mocked me and kicked me.
还能为主做见证传福音呢。
So how did you?
我说完了。
Testify for the Lord?
真正完了吗？
Was it really over?
没有想到10年以后，
But after 10 years,
发现不是福音功效从我身上流露出去了，
the work of the gospel
这也拦住不了了。
And no one can stop
人说不多，有31个人犯人，因着我的生活他们受感动信耶稣了，
were touched by my living, and they
我不敢公开的传呢、
啊、I dare not
也不可能公开传，但是生活当中他们发现我和他们不一样。
But in my living, they discovered
他们愁苦悲哀。
They were humbled.
我的暗中还嬉笑呢。
And I do not complain.
不愁苦，不悲哀。
And I do not.
敢不骂一顿就骂吧。
When I was
打两个耳光你就打吧，踢两脚你就踢吧。
When I was
我没有表情，没有反应。
I do not react.
他们很奇怪呀。
They were amazed.
你怎么这样情况呢？
Why is he?
他你不是傻瓜呀？
Is he ashamed?
怎么没有反应呢？
How come he does not react?
基本面孔也表情带出来吧。
He was not enraged.
我说我是一个和你们不同的人呐、
啊。
你哪里不同啊？比我们更可怜。我说我里面有主啊。
I have the Lord within me.
你有主什么主啊？
What type of Lord do you have?
我说不跟你讲，不敢讲。
Oh, I dare not tell you.
越是不讲，他越想听。
If when the
都没有人时候，某某人呐、啊，不谈了，你的主什么样子？我也听一听，我看没有人谈起来了。
And I ask you.
这一谈，一个一个都信主了。
And once I share it with them, they
这什么人呢、
啊？
我告诉你们呐、啊，我在社会上永远不能和他们接触的人。
These people I can never encounter in my.
一个清朝是满清皇帝，清朝皇帝末代皇帝玄宗吧，他的私人医生。
It's like the last emperor of China.
我们在一起。
We.
后来我夫人还一个特别的病。
Oh, okay. He was with this doctor.
他要给我看病吗？
He
一把打我打针打错了。
He gave me a wrong shot.
青霉素针呢？他没有实验就打进去了。
He misdiagnosed me.
不到3分钟，都反应出来了。
And after
我人呢都浑身发抖，要死的样子了。
And my body.
嘴巴就流沫流出来，发紫了。
And I turned blue.
他都害怕的不得了了。
And the doctor freaked out.
他是个医生吗？说把我打死，他要加刑的。叫他刑罚的了。
If he killed me, he would be.
反正我心里很平安，知道我死不了。
But I, in my heart, I was filled with peace.
又过了10来分钟，我清醒过来了。
After.
他把汗一擦呀，哎呀，你可活过来？你要死的话，我也活不成来。
I was revived, and the doctor.
我说朋友，你放心，我死不了，你也不会不，你还活下去。我说我得有主啊，我死不了，你什么主啊
？And I told the doctor that I have the Lord in my heart.And the doctor asked, "What was that about?"
我就把我的信仰主耶稣福音讲给他听了。
And I shared with him the gospel of Jesus
Christ. 哎呀，这么好的信仰，我从前听说过，没有深究过。你多给我谈谈，不叫别人知道。
And the doctor said, "I've heard of this before."
谈了几次以后，他信耶稣了。
And he believed.
这是一个，还有一个国民党军队的四十军的军长。
And there is this national.
他和我接触以后，也发现我和他不一样。
this captain from the national.
队长怎么样辱骂我呢？我没有表情。
When he yelled,
也不发怒。
I didn't react.
那个老街的班长不是对我苦待我，给我吃的饭很少，干重活，我就顺服。
And when the prison has mistreated me and
他当然不同了，你怎么这样情况啊？
I did not react.
我说我里面有主与我同在，我讨主的喜欢呢，打一下发什么，骂一声怎么关系呢？不算得什么。
And I told him that the Lord is with me if I endure a little persecution too.
不是，我就忍受不下，我看看你这个主怎么样子。
And then he asked, "Who is the Lord?" What does he look like?
人前不能讲吧，背后讲吧。
And we
讲过一两次以后。
After I shared with him,
哎呀，这么好的耶稣了，我不信，我太傻瓜了。我也信，我也信。你教我，教我怎么信？他认罪悔改，信耶稣了。
And he said, "Wow, this Jesus is really something. I've been an idiot."
还有一个人是上海市的中国银行的总经理。
And he prayed a prayer.
这个人姓吴，叫吴永基。
And there is this other great banker.
他也在这改造。
He was in the same prison.
已经六十多岁那时候。
He's over 60 years old.
就看见我生活不同了。
He observed that my living is different.
他问我。我也把我的信仰讲给他听。
And I share with him.
他一听，哎呀，从前听过耶稣教，说的不相信，这么好啊！我想信可以不可以？完不完？我一点不完，只要你信就可以得救。
He said I heard the gospel before, but I didn't know that it's this awesome.
他也信了。
And he said, and he said,
还有一个人。
And there's one more person.
中国从前有个大资本家叫荣毅仁，听说过吧？
There's this great entrepreneur.
在江泽民当国家主席的时候。
When Chairman Zhang,
他是副主席之一。
He was the vice chairman.
到现在已经死掉了。
But he passed away.
他的亲袍弟叫容作人，亲袍同袍的袍啊，他的弟弟叫容作人。容作人工作的作，人民的人，荣耀的荣啊，大资本家。
He was the brother of this great.
解放以后呢，这个荣毅仁就跑到北京，把他的资产都交给毛泽东了。
When China was liberated, he gave his wealth over to Chairman Zhang.
毛泽东封他为民族资产阶级。
And Mao Zedong gave him an honorary title.
就不批斗他了。
And did not.
他工厂里面有很多对国家政策不符合的事情呢，说那不是我办，是总经理我弟弟办的。
And he submitted himself under the government official.
所以他的弟弟过了没有几年被抓进去判无期徒刑。
And his brother was arrested by the government.
也和我在一起。
And he was with me in prison.
他一提荣毅仁恨得咬牙切齿。
When he heard of his former persecutors, he was filled with hatred.
这个哥哥呀，最坏最坏了，把我出卖掉，他去享福去了。
My brother betrayed me.
我一辈子不能饶恕他。
And I cannot forgive him.
要真有鬼的话，我死以后咬他一口，我也狠狠心，这样情况。
And he couldn't let it go.
所以看见我平平安安的，欢喜快乐的，我一直这么高兴啊！我也说，我有主耶稣在我里面。
And when he saw that I was filled with peace in my
heart. 他听过耶稣道理，当时没有相信。
He was amazed and he heard of the gospel.
这时候就问了，我就把我的信仰给他一讲。哎呀，我要早信耶稣，不会到这个地步啊！
I said I want to believe in Jesus too.
所以他信耶稣了。
And he
以后认罪悔改，真正生命改变了。
And his life was changed.
转过来，不但不恨他的哥哥荣毅仁。
He stopped hating his.
他为他哥哥祷告，求主赦免他的罪，给他一个悔改的机会。
And he interceded for his brother and asked.
给我讲了好多次，牧人呐、啊。我是出不去了，无期徒刑。如果你能出去的话，看到荣毅仁，给他讲，我不恨他，给他悔改信耶稣。
And he said to me, I have a life sentence on me.
可是我出来以后
，I will not see the light of day again. But you will go out and go and tell my brother that I forgive him and I'm asking to believe in Jesus so he can wash his sins away.
可是我出来以后没有资格见国家副主席啊。
But when I came out, I cannot.
后来，荣毅仁他也死掉了。
And his brother passed.
到哪里去了
？Where is he going？
到天堂去了。
To heaven.
一百个不可能。但他弟弟呢？荣作人呢？虽然在老哥弟弟死掉了，他死了以前非常平安呢。我在跟前。
His brother died in prison, but when he died, he was filled with peace.
又向耶稣认罪，又为他哥哥祷告。
And because he prayed for his.
还有好几个这样的大人物呢。
Also,
在我那个当中呢，一见面一接触，他们认识耶稣了。
When I was in contact with them,
什么能力啊？我没有胆量给他们传福音。
It was not my power because I didn't.
我没有智慧给他们传福音。在那里面传十字架的福音，你是冒险要挨打要受死了。
When I spread the gospel, it was.
但是有一点，主的十字架在我的心里面做工了。这不是环境给你的，是我许可的。我伏在神的十字架面前，我平安，我顺服，我谦卑。
But the hand of the Lord is arranges all the circumstances around me. When I submitted under the cross, the peace of God would fill my heart.
就这样的福音能力从这个身上出去了。
And the gospel will be spread.
一共有31个人，都是社会上有地位的人。
These are all great men.
有权力的人。
Powerful men.
看见了。十字架在我身上的过作为，他们跪下来认罪悔改了，接受主耶稣的福音了，从此他们也得救了。这31个人就一个人出来了，他是在台湾投奔到大陆去的，但是53年不是今年，他驾个飞机起义飞到北京去了。
And he flew to Beijing.
这个人叫徐清哲，可能我们老年人呢，北方的中国人还知道。
This person's surname.
当时很有功劳，后来不知为什么出了错误，也被关在监牢里去。
He was thrown in prison.
等大声的骂，越骂挨打越厉害，后来不敢骂了，气得不得了。
At first he yelled at the prison guards, and then he was.
要寻自杀。
And he tried to suicide.
对方派我看管他。
And the prison had
那正好我就把福音传给他了。
And I spread the gospel to him.
一传福音他接受了，认罪悔改，再不和队长吵了，也不骂别人了，谦卑柔和的，很快宣布他改造好了，把他释放出来了。
And he became humble and meek. And
我出来以后
reformed, and he was released from prison.
我在社会上见过他两面。
I saw him twice.
后来就去世了。
And he
感谢主，他蒙恩得救了。
I praise the Lord that he received salvation.
我讲这些过去的经历，证明一件事情：我们肯不肯伏在十字架底下？主耶稣在路加福音第九章说了
：“In the Gospel of Luke chapter 9,
你们要天天背着自己的十字架跟从我。
You have to carry your cross daily, deny yourself.
马可福音又说。”如有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背着他的十字架来跟从我。是的，背十字架是基督徒蒙恩的大标号啊。
The cross is the way by which Christians receive the greatest
blessing. 你要恩典，不要十字架。
You want blessing.
这是外行基督徒。
Then you're an amateur.
什么恩典呢
？How do you receive grace?
成功神学，身体健康。
家产
丰富，地位很高升，这是恩典吗？也是恩典，但不是永远的恩典，是暂时的恩典。圣经说，至暂至今的苦楚，为我们成就极重永远无比的荣耀。怎么来的呀？借着十字架来的。
我
基督徒，你的生活当中。
In your daily living,
你没有十字架
if you don't have the cross,
我敢说你不认识神
then you do not know the Lord.
我这话不是教我的话是真实我经历到的
I meant what I said.
有认识神的人
Those who know
前面是十字架
always know the cross.
人离开十字架
Apart from the cross,
你和神连接不起来
you cannot be one with the Lord.
你离开十字架
if you despise
是真祝福真荣耀对你一无了解
you do not know the genuine blessing.
所以基督徒呢，不怕你生活的困难，不怕环境的逼迫，不怕身体的软弱。我们回到十字架里面的时候，这一切的一切不能危害我们，反而成了我们的见证啊！主借着我们要得荣耀，罪人因着我们要蒙恩典悔改得救。
We have to repent and come before the Lord.
教会因着我们都复兴起来了。
The church will be revived on our account.
我有很多例子要说。
There are many examples.
可是时间不许可。
But time is limited.
我也不能再占这个时间。
And I don't want to.
最后我要说。
I want to close with this.
为什么不肯背十字架呀？
Why do we not carry?
不逃避十字架呀？
Why do we not?
只有一点，你不懂得十字架的工作是对付什么呀？
Do you know what the cross is against?
就对付你的老我。
It's against your old self.
老自己。
Your old self.
老亚当。
Your old Adam.
十字架的针对性对付着老生命。
The real enemy of the cross.
所以主耶稣说，你要能背十字架。
If you can carry the cross.
没有别的条件。
There's no other requirement.
就一个条件。
There's only one requirement.
舍己。
Deny yourself.
把自己丢弃掉。不要重看自己。
Don't think highly of yourself.
当神的旨意临到你的时候。
When the will of God comes upon you.
再难再苦。
The more difficult.
应当向主耶稣说，父啊。
Say to the Lord, Father.
倘若可行，把这杯舍去吧。
If you're willing, take this cup.
太苦了啊。
It's so bitter.
但下边说，然而不要照我的意思，
but not my will.
要照你的旨意行，
but yours be done.
这就叫十字架了。
That is the cross.
可是我们不是如此，
but we're not like.
苦难也受了。
We,
主啊，
have a bitter burden.
救我脱离这个苦难吧。
And we ask the Lord,
我真受不了了，给我开出路吧。
Open a way for me.
主开出路容易得很。
The Lord, to open a way for you.
是把国家政权拿去也容易得很。
It's very easy for him to
change. 我把关键难处一拿去的话，你的老我就出来了。
But once these difficulties are taken away, your old self.
那就可惜了。
Then it's just.
就失去了十字架的真意义了。
Then you lose the meaning of the cross.
这个真基督徒呢，我们说离不开十字架。
Because genuine Christians cannot depart from the cross.
如果离得开的话，主耶稣不宣不说，若有人要跟从我。
The Lord said.
就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。路加福音讲得更清楚，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。十字架对我们基督徒来说，不是痛苦，不是哀怨，不是损失，是里面把老我压下去了。
Is to suppress and destroy the old self.
不能抵挡圣灵。
That it may not fight.
抵挡基督那一个旧人老亚当东西。
So fight against it.
把它压下去了。不要照我们的意思祈求。
Not by our will.
主啊，是你的旨意吗？
If it's
你加给我力量，叫我能够背得起来。
Then ask the Lord to give you strength to carry the cross.
主一定喜欢听这个祷告。
The Lord will hear your prayer.
在最苦的没有办法时候，你祷告。
In this difficult time.
主要加你力量。
The Lord will strengthen you.
你能够把十字架背着往前走。
That you can carry the cross and move forward.
你肯这样祷告顺服主的时候，
When you obey the
Lord, 你就发现你的环境改变了。
You will see that.
就罗马第八章说的。
Like Romans 8,
谁能与我们是我们与基督的爱隔绝呀？
Who can separate us from
是患难吗？是逼迫吗？
Shall persecute
是饥饿吗？
Nakedness
是等等的事情吗？
Famine,
是生是死？
Danger,
是天上的都不能什么和基督的爱隔绝呀？这爱在基督耶稣里面的什么爱呀？
释迦大爱。
说基督徒千万不要逃避十字架。
So brothers, do not run away from the cross.
不要拒绝十字架。
Do not deny the cross.
当然你的十字架不是都是环境逼迫了，家庭里面的难处，痛苦的难处，你个人同事的难处。
If you do so, you will be a burden to those around you and yourself.
我的经历告诉我说，
My experience tell me,
就是难处临到的时候，
When difficulties come,
不要从人方面求解答，
don't look for a solution from
them. 回到神面前去，
Go before the Lord.
向十字架低头，
Bow before the cross.
主我说你许可的要造就我，要破碎我。
If the Lord is willing, He will.
你安排的环境，我对付的老我。
He arranges circumstances.
我不发怨言。
Do not.
我接受你的造就。
I accept your dealing.
让你的旨意。
That your will.
就是这个难处。
By these.
成就在我身上吧。
May be accomplished in my life.
这时候就看见十字架的能力显出来了。
Then the.
绝不是羞辱，不是损失。
Then the power of the cross will be manifested.
而是基督的复活大能显出来了。要成为得胜的凯歌呀！求主怜悯我们众弟兄姊妹。我的口才拙笨，我的思想太简单，不能把神那个生命的大能，生命的大能，用简单的话传达出来。
I cannot communicate to you the power of life.
真的，我一点点地表示说，神用十字架 在我身上做工。
But I tell you that the work of the cross has been in my life.
就会顺服他。
And we have to obey.
放下我的自己。
And I put my.
接受神的旨意。
And receive.
这条道路最稳妥，最宝贵。
This road is the highest.
最有价值的。求主祝福每一位弟兄姊妹，让你们能够像主所说的一样，舍掉自己，背着你的十字架，起来跟从主吧。让主借着你短暂的生命，成为他荣耀的见证。
That we may become his testimony,
不管今生不管将来
whether in this life,
都能被主称赞
that we may be praised
被主荣耀
that we may glorify
我们就有福了
then we may be
我的话就到这里为止吧愿主祝福大家
May the Lord bless all of us